हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः, केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः, केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति, चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कौ देवो युनक्ति, श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद्वाचोह वाचम्। सवुप्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः। अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति। न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति, नो मनः न विद्म नो मनो न विद्मः, न विजानीमो यथैतदनु शिष्यात्। न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति, नो मनो न विद्मः, न विजानीमो यथैतदनु शिष्यात्। अन्यदेव तद्विदितादथो अविदितादधि, अन्यदेव तद्विदितादथो अविदितादधि इति शुश्रुम सर्वे पूर्वेषाम्। येनस्तद्व्याच चक्षिरे इति शुश्रुम पूर्वेषाम्। येनस्तद्व्याच चक्षिरे समवेदिये केनोपनिषदि प्रथमः खण्डे तृतीयः मन्त्रः। We are seeing the third mantra, where in this third mantra, the teacher continues his teaching in order to help the student understand the answer for his questions. He gave an indirect answer in the previous mantra. Therefore, he continues now to help him arrive at what is defined by the defined in the second mantra. We can say the second mantra presenting an indirect definition of the Atma indirectly presenting the nature of the Atma is a brief answer. The rest of the mantras are the elaboration of what has been already explained in the second mantra. So here again, to make it very clear, the teacher said, Chakshuh na gacchati, vak na gacchati, na manaha. So no sense organ reaches Brahman. Mind does not go to the Brahman. Even word does not go to Brahman, which means even word does not describe. We explained already why the word does not describe. We understood. As jatihi gunaha kriya sambandha. All these are not there for this reality. Therefore, even word cannot describe. Does not go to Brahman. Na manaha. mind does not go to the Brahman. Therefore, the teacher says, Na vidmaha, we do not know Brahman. The teacher says, Na vidmaha, we do not know Brahman. What he implies is, we do not know Brahman as an object of knowledge. The same time, he says, Na vijani maha kat yatha yetad anusishyat, katham yetad anusishyat. We do not know also how one should instruct, how one should impart knowledge of this reality. Having said that, atha anya devatad viditat aviditat, the reality that activating, directing agent, because of whose mere presence all subtle powers function in the respective field, that is something other than the known and the unknown. Viditat, atha viditat, viditat ataha, aviditat adhi, is something other than, anyat, other than the known and the unknown. Iti, sushruma, purvesham, this is what we hear of the teachings of the ancient teachers who had expounded this to us. Yenaha tad vyachachakshire. We understood this literal meaning already. We are seeing the bhashyam. Let us go to the exactly where we left. Na vidmaha, na vijani maha, yatha etad anusishyat. Do you remember this? Where we left? Okay. Na vidmaha, na vijani maha, yatha etad anusishyat. Iti. We do not know the reality of Brahman. Na vijani maha yatha yetad anusishyat. We also do not know how any teacher should instruct to impart the knowledge of this reality. Iti atyantameva upadesha prakara pratyakhyane prapte. When the teacher said this, it gives the idea on the part of the student, oh, it's impossible to impart this Brahman, knowledge of Brahman. Therefore, atyantameva upadesha prakara pratyakhyane prapte. When there arises a situation, of the denial of the possibility of the teaching, imparting this knowledge, tada apavadaha ayam uchyate. It is then the teacher, the student was there wondering that it would not be taught at all. It would not be possible at all to be taught by anyone. Tada, it was then apavadaha ayam uchyate. There is mentioned the negation. Negation of what? There is mentioned, there is expressed. The negation means the possible negation of impossibility of teaching, which means the impossibility of teaching is negated. The thought of the impossibility of communicating, teaching is negated, which means the possibility of teaching is expressed. How there's a possibility of teaching this? Satyam. The teacher continues to say, Satyam evam pratyakshadibhi pramanaihi na paraha pratyayitam shakyaha. Yes, true. It is not possible at all to convince, to make the student understand through all other means of knowledge, such as perception, etc. So no pramanam works. No pramanam can reveal. Because it is the... All pramanams can function only because of the blessing of the Atma. The pramanams themselves are dependent on Brahman to be functional, to be operated. Where is the question of the pramanams revealing the Brahman? But, therefore, it was said, pratyakshadvihi pramanaihi paraha pratyayitam nashakyaha. It is not possible at all to make the student understand through all pramanams such as perception, etc. But agamena shakyate eva. But definitely it is possible through the systematic teaching of the Shastram. Agamena shakyate eva. Iti pratyayitam shak. Agamena pratyayitam shakyate eva. Iti tad upadeshartham agamam aha. It is definitely possible to make, to convince the, to make the student understand the reality through the traditional, the teaching, to the systematic teaching of the Shastra. Tadupadeshartham agamam aha. Therefore, for the purpose of instructing on the subject matter. Upadeshartham agamam aha. He presented the teaching, which itself is a proof. How, what was it he presented? Anyadevatad. This is today's class, correct? Anyadeva tad viditat ataha aviditat. Anyadeva means what? Prithageva. Anyat is equal to prithak. Know these words. Prithakeva. Prithak means what? That is distinct. Tad anyat means that directing agent is definitely distinct. What is that? Yad prakritam shrotradi nam shrotradi iti yuktam. That reality, the directing agent, which by its mere presence contribute for the activation of all the subtle aspects. Therefore, which is defined as the ear of deer, etc. That shrotradinam shrotradi iti uktam avishayaha cha tesham. We can take it as atma. So this reality, the directing agent, which by its mere presence contributes for the directing, the functioning of everything, all subtle aspects, which was defined as the eye of the eye, etc. And which is definitely not their object. Which is not their object. Tesham avishayaha. So this reality is an atma, is not the object of action, not the object of perception, not the object of knowledge. It is not object of thought, object of the mind. So it's not object of knowledge. It is not object of perception. It is not the object of action. It is not the object which can be described also. That's why we already understood mind does not go to the Brahman, sense organs do not go to the Brahman, organs of actions do not go to the Brahman, words do not describe Brahman. All it has been made very clear. Therefore, tesham avishayaha. So that which is other than, distinct from the known, is not an object of those subtle aspects. Tad viditat anyati evahi, that is distinct from, other than the known. So what is viditam? We understood viditam nama yad vidikriya atishayena prap vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. Yad vidikriyaya atishayena aptam, that which is uniquely attained through the process of knowing. Vidikriyaya atishayena aptam yad tad viditam, the known is an object which is attained uniquely through the process of knowing. So here the Atma is that because of the presence of which even the process of knowing is possible. That is why Atma here is not the object available for objectification through the process of knowing. So vidikriya akarma bhut, vidikriya karma bhutam kvachit kinchit kasyachit viditam syat. So vidikriya karma bhutam kvachit kinchit kasyachit viditam syat. So anything somehow which is an object of the process of action, process of knowing. I explained to you already, vidhi means, vidikriya means the process of knowing, the act of knowing. Vidikriya karma bhutam kvachit kinchit kasyachit viditam syat. That which is by any means within the reach of the process of knowing, kvachit, kinchit, that which is kinchit, kasyachit, kinchit, kvachit, kasyachit, by all means, within the reach of the process of knowing, that which is, alone is said to be what now? Which is the vidikriya karma bhutam, which is the object of knowledge, which is the object of the process of knowing, and which you can say someone knows, which someone knows somewhere, is said to be known. What is object, he explained, what is known, viditam kim, for which he gives a long thing. First he said, vidikriya atishayena aptam, vidikriya karma bhutam. So vidikriya atishayena aptam, attained uniquely through the process of knowing. Vidikriya karma bhutam, that which is the object of the process of knowing, and kvachit, somewhere, kinchit, kinchit, by all means, kasyachit, by anyone, viditam syat, it should be known somewhere, by someone, that is said to be the known. Sarvameva vyakritam viditameva. And having said that much, first he explained what is viditam, then that viditam he further explains. What is the known? The known is an object, understand? But known, anything known must be differentiated. A known must be a differentiated. Like what? This is window. This is chair, this is door, like that, differentiated. So, vyakritam. Viditam is what? Vyakritam. So, vyakritam means what? It must be manifest. Therefore, here, The word viditam, he takes it to what? The word viditam stands for the entirety of the objective universe. The word known stands for the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, and which is manifest and which is differentiated. Viditameva tasmat anyat. So vyakritam, anything known is, which is manifest, which is manifest is differentiated, and differentiate, manifest and differentiated means it stands for the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind and complex. Tasmat anyat eva ityartha. And this, what is to be known here is other than this entirety of the objective universe, manifest and differentiated universe, the world of objects. Having said that, he says aviditam. What is aviditam? What is unknown? Aviditam is ajnatam. Aviditam is unknown. Ajnatam. Aviditam is one participle. Again, ajnatam is another same meaning. Aviditam, unknown. Ajnatam. So here, the Atma which is to be known is other than the known, means it's also other than the unknown. Because unknown also is an object, known is also an object. And what is an object? Anything knowable is an object. Anything and everything which can be known, the knowable is an object. Any knowable is an object. What cannot be known at all, that which, so knowable means an object. So before knowing, the knowable is aviditam, unknown. After knowing, the knowable becomes the known. The knowable alone is in the form of the known. The knowable alone can be the unknown. So the unknown and the known are the knowables. Therefore, the objects. So the entirety of the objective universe is what now? The knowable. The world of objects is constituted of the known and the unknown. They constitute the knowables only. Therefore, and is here the Atma which is to be known is other than the knowable, which means unknowable. Atma is unknowable. Atma comes under the category of the unknowable, which cannot be known at all, means which can never be an object, which is not an object. Atma is not an object. It is not available for objectification because it is not an object. Therefore, it comes under the category of the unknowable. The known alone comes under the category of the known, and the unknown comes under the category of the knowables, whereas Atma comes under the category of the unknowable, which means it is not an object. Whereas the known is also object, unknown also is the object. Therefore, now we understood. So, the viditam, not only it is other than the viditam, aviditam, ajnatam, is also other than the unknown. So, aviditam, ajnatam, iti prapte, yadi, aviditam is equal to ajnatam, iti prapte, tarhi, aha. He said, ataha, atho, api, aviditat, aviditat. Vidita viparitat. Viparitat. Viditas viparitam is what? So that which is opposed to the known is unknown. So vidit viparita means opposed. So here, aviditat means vidita viparitat. Avyakrita avidyalakshanat. Vyakrita Bijat. Very beautiful. Now he says what? What is Aviditam? See, unknown. The unknown is Avyakrita. So this Atma which is to be known is other than the unknown. The unknown is what? It is opposed to the known. Therefore what? It is Avyakrita, Avyakrita Avidya Lakshanat. It is distinct from the unknown. Unknown, the unmanifest. What is unknown here? Unmanifest is unknown. The manifest is known. Unknown is unmanifest. So the known is the effect. Unknown is the cause. The known is the manifest. Unknown is the unmanifest. The known is the differentiated. Unknown is the undifferentiated. Avyakritam. And what is avyakritam? Unmanifest. Unmanifest is what? Avidya. The total ignorance. So total ignorance, avidya. What is avidya? He says, Vyakrita Bijat. It's a cause, seed of the manifest world. Vyakrita Prapanchasya Bijam. Vyakrita Prapanchaha means the manifested, differentiated world is Vyakrita Prapanchaha. And Vyakrita Bijam means the seed of the manifested, differentiated world. Which means seed means cause. So how his presence now, the cause and the effect, the Atma which is to be understood now is other than the cause and the effect. Which means it is neither the cause nor the effect. Atma which is to be understood is vilakshanam, distinct from the cause and the effect. It is neither the cause nor the effect. I tell you, which other shastram teaches you this? The known is here either it must be unmanifested or it must be the manifested. Either the manifested universe or the unmanifest universe. Unmanifested also is object of knowledge. Manifested universe also is object of knowledge. Unmanifested is undifferentiated world of objects. Unmanifest, undifferentiated world of objects. When the world of objects is unmanifest, undifferentiated, how is this unmanifest world? It's in the form of total ignorance, avidya. And what is this avidya? It is maya. What is this? Cause. The cause of what? The manifest universe. So Vyakrita Bijam. Vyakrita Prapanchasya Bijam. So the same world of objects, which is unmanifest, undifferentiated, it remains in the form of ignorance, the total ignorance, which is Maya. Maya. It is also known. As when it's a cause, and the same unknown, unmanifested, undifferentiated universe obtaining in the form of total ignorance as Maya the Karyam becomes manifested, becomes differentiated, then it is differentiated. Then it is what? It is effect. Therefore, what is that this Brahma now, Atma, this Brahmatma which is to be arrived at, which one the student wants to know, is that which is distinct from the cause and the effect, which is distinct from the manifest and the unmanifest, which is distinct from the differentiated and the undifferentiated, which is different from the unknown and the known. Is it clear? When the entire world remains unmanifest, is it known or what? It is not known. When then there's total ignorance, the world exists. the world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. It is not known. That is why it said unknown. Understand now? That's why you can say Atma Kaha. Say it is Vidya. We can say it is Karya Karanayoho Vilakshanam. Karya Karanayoho Vilakshanam means distinct from the cause and effect. Distinct from cause and effect means what? Avyakta Vyakta Prapanchayoho Vilakshanam. It is distinct from the manifest and the unmanifest world. It means Vyakrita Avyakrita Prapanchayoho Vilakshanam. It is distinct from the differentiated and the undifferentiated world. Therefore what? It is distinct from Karana Karyoho Vilakshanam. Distinct from the cause and the effect. So the known is also, so this, it is neither the known nor the unknown. So that which is other than the known world and the unknown, unmanifest, what is unknown? Unknown is nothing but unmanifest, undifferentiated, total ignorance, the cause of Maya Shakti, the cause of the manifested, differentiated, known world, the karyam, karya prapanchaha. So, karana karya prapanchayoho vilakshanam. Is it clear? Very beautiful. What we are going to see here now, first he says, aviditat means vidita viparitad. What is opposed to viditam, known is unknown. Unknown means what? Avyakrita. Vidita viparitad. Avyakrita avidya lakshanat. Avyakrita avidya lakshanat. And what is avyakrita avidya? The undifferentiated, the total ignorance, otherwise called maya, which is the vyakrita bijam, vyakrita bijat, which is the seed of the differentiated manifest universe. It's a cause. So, aviditat, vidita viparitat, avyakrita, avidya lakshanat, vyakrita bijat, adhi, adhi means what? Other than, distinct from, iti. So, adhi iti, now, adhi iti, what is the meaning of the word adhi? Adhi is used in this mantra. Upari arthe, adhi is used in the sense of upari. Upari means what? Above. You know the word upari is an indeclinable word. Upari means above. But when the word above also is used to say something to be which is distinct or different. Therefore, adhi iti upari arthe. Adhi is used in the sense of upari, meaning above. Lakshanaya anyate iti arthaha. Lakshanaya, contextually, here, it means distinct, anyate, other. Anyate means other. Iti arthaha. So, other implies what? Distinct. Therefore, yadhi, 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 yasmat. So, anyat means different. So, the adhi iti upari arte, the word adhi is used in the sense of above. Lakshanaya anyat iti arthaha. But here, contextually, indirectly, significantly, It means what? Anyat. Anyat means different, distinct, other. Why? Because iti ar. Yes, madhu. He says the reason is given. Yadu, yadhi means yes, madhu. Adhi upari bhavati. Tasmat anyad iti prasiddham. Why it is used in the sense of different, the other? Because yasmat means because, prasiddham means it is very well known that yad upari bhavati, that which is above. Anything which is above, it is well known that anything which is said to be above, or whatever is above another, anything that which is above another is what now? Distinct from it, different from it. If something is said to be above something, naturally that which is above something is different and distinct from something. Therefore, the word adhi here again reveals this, the atma which is to be understood is distinct, different, other than. Now he says, yad viditam tad alpam. So, now the known does not any, the meaning of the word known does not exist outside of the knower. The meaning of the word known cannot, does not exist outside of, independent of the knower. So what is the which is other than the known? The unknown also becomes the known when unknown, it is in the form of a cause, it is unknown. When it becomes manifest, it is known, it is effect. Avidya is unknown. Avidya is unknown, but avidya is also known. And then, manifest is also known. Undifferentiated is unknown. Differentiated is known. So cause is known, effect is known. Known means what? That which is other than the cause and the effect means the knower. That which does not come under the category of the knowable. So here, vyakritam also is knowable. Avyakritam is knowable. Cause is knowable. Effect is knowable. Differentiated is knowable. Undifferentiated is knowable. So that which does not come under the knowable is only the knower, the subject of knowledge. Therefore, there is other, that which is other than the known and the unknown is the knower. Let us see here. Yad viditam tad alpam. And anything which comes under the category of the known is what? Alpam. Alpam means what? Martyam. Alpam, it is limited. Martyam, subject to mortality. Dukkhatmakam, which is source of pain. Anything known definitely is limited. Alpam. And it is martyam, subject to mortality. Dukkhatmakam cha, dukkhatmakam cha. It is also a source of pain. Iti, therefore, iti heyam. Now, another word we come across is another word, heyam. Heyam means what? Which is to be rejected, rejectable. Heyam is also past, sorry, potential passive participle. Rejectable. Any object is rejectable. Rejectable, why? Because it is limited. It is subject to mortality, subject to death. And subject to death means subject to get lost. And dukkhatmakam, source of pain. Therefore, it is rejectable. At the same time, Tasmat viditat anyat brahma ityukte tu aheyatvam uktam syat. So an object alone can be rejected as unwanted. Object can be rejected as unwanted. Whereas Atma, what is this now? Tasmat viditat anyat. And here the Atma, which is said to be other than, distinct from the known, is what Brahma, that Brahma actually ittukte tu aheyatvam uktam. Brahman has the status of being not rejectable. Brahma ittukte aheyatvam uktam syat. When it is said Brahman, Brahma ittukte, if when it is said Brahman is that which is other than, distinct from the known, then Brahman has the status of, it is said Brahman has the status of being non-rejectable. Why? Because Brahman is the knower. A knower is you. You cannot reject yourself. So object is rejectable. If it is source of pain, if it is, if it is subject to get lost, if it is limited, it is rejectable. Whereas Brahma, which is other than the known, the object, is non-rejectable. It has the status of being non-rejectable, because the one who rejects can reject anything other than oneself. One cannot reject oneself. Understand? So Brahma aheyam. Atma aheyaha, non-rejectable. It cannot be dropped as unwanted, thrown away as unwanted, cannot be rejected as unwanted. Isn't it? Anistatha aviditat adhi ityukte. When it is said Brahman is other than, distinct from the unknown, ityukte, anupadeyatvam uktam syat. Very nice. Anupadeyatvam uktam syat. When it is said Brahman is other than the known, then Brahman is something which is non-rejectable. It's understood. Because an object is rejectable. Rejectable as a source of pain, rejectable as something which is limited and something which is subject to get lost. Whereas Brahman is non-rejectable because it is the swarupam of the knower. And also, when it is said Brahman is this truth which has to be known, implied by the term Brahman, other than the unknown also, it has the status of being anupadeyatvam. Anupadeyatvam. Acquired. Status of being non-acquirable. It cannot be acquired. It is not something which is acquirable. Why? An object can be acquired. An object has the status of being an upadeyam. Status of being upadeyam means what? An object can be acquired when it is desired, when it is wanted, it serves some purpose. An object can be acquired. An object can be accepted. Object can be received. At the same time, it is not necessary. It can be thrown away also. It can be rejected. It can be dropped. So an object, the object has heyatvam. An object has upadeyatvam. An object alone is rejectable or acceptable. Acceptable, acquirable, receivable. Whereas Atma is neither. Atma, the Brahman, does not have heyatvam. An object has both upadeyatvam and heyatvam. An object enjoys the status of being rejectable as unwanted. An object has status of being being acquirable, being acceptable. Whereas Atma is free from both. Atma is neither rejectable nor the acceptable, because Atma is not something acquirable also, because it is one's own self. You cannot acquire yourself. You cannot attain yourself. You cannot accept. It is you. Therefore, Atma is neither upadeyaha nor heyaha. Brahman is neither upadeyam nor heyam. Whereas any object is heyam or upadeyam. So what is Atma now? Anupadeyaha. Brahma anupadeyam. Non-acquirable. Beautiful words actually. Yad viditam tad alpam martyam dukkhatmakam cha iti heyam. Therefore, tasmat viditat anyat brahma ityukte tu iha tu aheyatvam uktam syat. Tasmat viditat anyat brahma ityukte tu aheyatvam uktam syat. Tatha aviditat adhi ityukte anupadeyatvam uktam syat. Okay. Karyartham hi karanam anyat anyena upadiyate. Karyartham hi karanam anyena upadiyate. When something is acquired, upadiyate. See, diyate, you know, is passive verb. Diyate, given, bestowed. Adiyate. Then upa-adiyate. Upadi. Upa-adiyate. Two prefixes. When something is acquired, received, accepted by another person, anyena, karyartham hi karanam anyena upadiyate. Anything is acquired by someone for a given purpose. The cause is acquired for the effect. Ataha cha vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyatu upadeyam bhavati. Only the knower, veditu, vedita means knower. This part I'll again explain tomorrow. Vedita means rikarantaha pullingaha veditru shabdaha. Like jnatru shabdaha, jnata. Like jnata, another word is vedita, knower. So vedituhu anyasmai anyasmai prayojanaya, for another purpose. Anyasmai prayojanaya anyat upadeyam bhavati. Anyasmai prayojanaya, for some other purpose, for some other benefit, anyat upadeyam bhavati, something else has to be acquired. Anyat upadeyam bhavati means something else becomes acquired, something else has to be acquired for another benefit, for other, some other purpose, for some other benefit. Anyasmai prayojanaya anyat upadeyam bhavati, for the knower. So knower is distinct from the upadeyam, distinct from what? Distinct from the karanam, distinct from the karyam. A अतः च वेदितुः अन्यस्मै प्रयोजनाय अन्यत् उपादेयं भवति इति. एवम् ऐ विल् एक्स्प्लेन् अगेन् दिस् वन्. एवम् इन् दिस् मेनर् विदित अविदिताभ्याम् विदिता विदिताभ्याम् विदिता विदिताभ्याम् विदित अविदिताभ्याम् अन्यत् इति. देयरफोर् what Brahman is distinct from. So anyat means vilakshanam. It is not distant from the known, nor is distant from the unknown, but it is distinct from the known and the unknown. It is other than the known and the unknown. Vidita avidita abhyam anyati iti heya upadeya pratishedhena स्वात्मनः अनन्यत्वात्. बिकॉज इट इज अदर दैन द नोन एंड द अननोन. दिस आत्मा विच इज टू बी नोन अदर दैन द नोन एंड द अननोन हेय उपादेय प्रतिषेधेन थ्रू द नेगेशन ऑफ हेयम एंड उपादेयम. सो ब्रह्मन is neither the heya brahmatma, neither the heya nor the upadeya. So heya upadeya pratishedena, through the negation of being the rejectable, the negation of being the acquirable, pratishedena swatmanaha ananyatvat, that which is other than this known and the unknown is unknown, has the status of being not other than oneself. It means what is to be known, what is Brahmatma is none other than the very knower you, the knower I. So other than oneself, Brahmatma is not anything other than oneself. Swatmanaha ananyatvam ananyaha. Swatmanaha ananyaha brahma. Swatmanaha ananyaha atma. Swatmanaha ananyam brahma. Very important word. Swatmanaha ananyam brahma. Swatmanaha ananyaha atma. So here, this the reality which has to be arrived at, understood, which obtains as the activating agent by its mere presence, is something other than oneself. Atma, swa atmanaha ananyaha, something oneself, non-separate from oneself. Not anyaha, is not other than oneself. It is one's own self. Swatmanaha anyaha means other than oneself. But swatmanaha ananyaha. Viditat anyate. Viditat anya. Viditat avidat anyaha atma. Viditat avidat anyate brahma. But na swatmanaha anyaha. Na swatmanaha anyaha means what? Not other than oneself. It is one's own self. In fact, this is, we can understand the drik drishya, the unique prakriya, the best prakriya, the prakriya which really helps the student deep dive into the nature of oneself, known as drik drishya Viveka Prakriya, which you are studying now, the textbook, the special Prakarana Grantha you are reading now, the Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, the method of distinguishing the knower from the known, is this. This is in this Keno Upanishad, the Prakriya is inbuilt in this manner. This is how we can understand how the Prakriya is inbuilt. एवं विदित अविदिताभ्याम् अन्यत् इति ஹேயோபாதேய நிஷேதேன ஸ்வாத்மனஹ அனன்யத்வாத். As this Brahmatma has the status of being non-different from oneself, non-separate from oneself. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa means what? The desire for knowing the Brahman. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa. The desire for knowing Brahman. Nirvartitasyat. Desire for knowing Brahman becomes resolved. Once a person makes effort to know, then he'll start searching for as an object. But here, the whole methodology, the teaching presented here prevents the person from making any effort to search for Brahmatma as an object. We'll continue tomorrow, okay? ஓம் பூர்ணமத் பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.